Okay, guys, thanks for all your help today. No, I've got this, don't worry about it. The boss and I will clear up and set all the tasks out ready for tomorrow's campaign trail. We've got this in hand, right, boss? Yeah, of course we do, all right. Good night, guys, good night. Yeah, good night, good night. So, alone at last, again. How are you? You sure? Come on, it's not every day you run for mayor. You must be feeling a little bit tired, a little weary, a little stressed. You look so worried. Come here. Yeah, come on. I have exactly what you need to wind down from such a hectic day. Don't you trust me, boss? Oh, I thought you liked when I called you boss, or sir, or Mr. Mayor. Come here. No. Why don't you sit down for me and I'll get you a drink? Something cool to take the edge off. You can get comfortable while you wait. You know, whiskey is my favourite. Just strong enough to knock the sharpness off any day. Oh, and of course, I have these. Stop worrying. Everyone's gone now. You think I wouldn't wait until sure we were alone? Come on, this isn't my first rodeo, Mr. Mayor, and I know it isn't yours. You remember what to do, don't you? I'm sure you do. Come on, come. Take off your shirt. Good boy. Does your wife ever tell you how gorgeous you are? Suppose not. All those late nights working the PR angles, preparing for interviews, signing paperwork, fielding phone calls. You're a busy man, aren't you, Mr. Mayor? Shame you can't do any of this without me. Shame you can't even touch your own cock without my say-so. Stand up. Leave the shirt on the floor. Nice. Trousers too. Come on, Mr. Mayor. You know how this works by now. I want to see you. Well, otherwise, I might not share these. I know you want one. Maybe two. I also know you don't want your wife to find out what we're up to. So, as we've discussed many times before, you are going to do exactly what I say. Take off your trousers and your pants. See, you can be a good boy when you want to be. And I like that. Turn around. And again. Back to me. Don't put your hands anywhere near your cock. We're not there yet. No. Get on your hands and knees and crawl over to me. Come on. We carpeted this office for a reason. It shouldn't hurt you too much. There we go. Oh, good boy, good boy. Come here. Ooh. Well done. Now, I'm going to sit here. And just like yesterday. And the day before. And the day before that. And this morning, you are going to push my legs apart, gently. Very good. You're going to push my skirt up my thighs, well done. And you're going to look at my pussy. Hey. Eyes on my pussy, please. No, I haven't locked the door. Does that worry you? Does that concern you? Are you worried maybe one of the rest of the team will come back in because they've forgotten something and they'll see their boss, future mayor of the city, on his hands and knees, worshipping my pussy? Who says they can't already see? Who says I haven't set up half a dozen cameras to video every single second of our games together? Because you know I already have video, don't you? I took some on my phone, remember? Yeah. Some video of you telling me how much prettier my cunt is compared to that of your wife. In that same video, you told me that you would do anything if I helped you run your campaign successfully. You know, that kind of dedication and perseverance is actually quite a good quality to have in a mayor. If I were to take this to the local news station, for instance, I'm sure it would be wonderful. Proof on camera of you showing your willingness to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Oh, that fear in your eyes. Don't look away from my pussy. Just listen to me. Yeah. I'm getting a bit wet. Because it pleases me so much when you're a good, obedient boy, Mr. Mayor. So, are you saying to me you'd prefer that I didn't show those videos to the local news teams and your wife? No? Show me. Show me how much you'd prefer I keep all those videos to myself. Put your hand on your cock. Just one. I didn't say stroke. Just hold it. Well done. Well done. Now, watch my pussy as I slip one finger inside. Don't move your hand. Just watch. If you shift your gaze away from my pussy, I'm going to text this video to your wife. Yes, I already have my phone. I only need one hand to play with myself like this. Look, if you don't believe me, have a look at the screen. Go on, you can look. Yes, that's your wife's number. There's a message. I think you might want to see this. And there, underneath, is the video. You, naked, in this very office, stroking your cock while you tell me how much you need me to help you. And it's true, isn't it? You do need me. Go on, say it. Tell me you need me. Say, I couldn't run this campaign without you, Zita. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm honoured, I'm touched. Now, put your gaze back on my pussy, that's it. Now stroke. Yes, that's what, slowly. Match the movements of your hands to my finger, that's it. Look at me. Look in my eyes. There you go, Mr. Mayor. Look at me and tell me how much you want this. Tell me how much you need me to run your campaign for you, to run your PR for you, to run your life for you. Yes. Tell me again. So good. Tell me again. You need me. You need me. You want me to help you. You want me to help you. And to be honest, you know this is the best way for me to help you, don't you? Yeah. Because before this, before I took control of your campaign, before I took control of your life, you were a mess, weren't you? Drink. Drugs. Well, maybe the drugs haven't completely gone. But that's a bit more under control now, isn't it? Especially because I hold the packet and I'm in charge. I tell you what, you've been so good. I'm going to give you one of these. Yes, I remember I said before you looked quite stressed, quite tired. Well, I know exactly what you need. So, let me take one of these out of the packet. There we go. Now, this little pill will solve all your problems for about 3 hours. You want it, don't you? How much do you want it? Do you want it as much as you want to come right now? Well, I tell you what, you can have this. Yes, I'm not a cruel person, Mr. Mayor. In fact, I have nothing but your best interests at heart. So you can have this, if that's what you really need. All you need to do is take it. I never said it would be that simple. I'm going to take this pretty little pill and I'm going to push it into my pussy. There we go. Wait. If you can get to this pill and take it before it dissolves in my pussy. I'll let you come. See? I told you. Nothing but your best interests at heart. Now, go. You may as well lick my clit while you're down there. Come on, Mr. Mayor. You may as well. Perhaps if you excite me a bit more, I might push it out for you. Perhaps if you make me come, I'll push it out on a stream of pussy juice. And you can eat both. Hmm? Drink my juices. Get your little pill. Did I not mention? You may stroke, but you may not come. Not yet. In fact, if you come before I tell you you can, I will walk out of this room. I will take my pills. I will take all of my campaign running skills. And I'll go straight to the opposing party. With these videos, of course. You see where I'm going with this. I want you to stroke, my darling. I really do. But I want you to wait until I tell you. You can come. Learning patience is so important. And if you're going to play this game of politics, you must also understand. You must also understand that it's a long game. There are no quick fixes. There are no swift and easy resolutions. There is only planning, understanding, acceptance that we are in this for the long haul. If you want me to stay with you, Mr. Mayor, you need to do what I tell you. You need to trust that I know what I'm doing and that I have nothing but your best interest at heart. So if I tell you to make me come, what do you need to do? Very good, Mr. Mayor, very good. So do it. That little bit of pre-cum I can see dripping from your head. Rub it all over your cock. That's a good boy. Oh, well done. That feels nice, doesn't it? Does it feel as good as your tongue in my pussy, though? Come on. I'm so close. I'm so close. Come on, come on, come on. You want it, don't you? You want to come? You want me to keep these videos to myself? You want that sweet little pill? Oh, what's left of it anyway? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Do it, do it, Mr. Mayor. You can do it, you can do it, you can. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. Come here, come here. Come here, come on. Come on, up on your knees. Up, 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 up. Kiss me. Well done. Such a good boy. Good boy. Did you get your prize? No, not much of it left. Well, I did warn you, didn't I? Maybe next time you'll be a bit faster. So what do you say now, Mr. Mayor? Attaboy. Now, back up a bit, back up, back up, back up. Put your hand back on your cock and stroke. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Look at me. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Faster. Come on, forget it now. Just stroke. Stroke the way you want to be touched. That's right. That's it. And look me dead in the eyes. Remember, Mr. Mayor, you can't do this without me. No, there's no way you can go home and satisfy your wife. There is no way you can keep the howling media wolves off your back. There is no way you will beat your opponent without me. Without my guidance, without my intelligence, without my instruction, you are nothing without me. You cannot do this without me. You cannot even come without my say-so, can you, Mr. Mayor? No, you can't. Oh, look at you. You're quite close, aren't you? You are. Good. Look at me. Look at me. Burn the image of my face upon your memory and know that this is the face that will guide the rest of your life. Stop. Well done. Put your clothes back on. Don't look at me like that. I said, put your clothes back on. Yes, we actually have a lot of work to do. You have several interviews tomorrow and a Q&A session with the opposition. We're going to spend tonight going through our notes. Don't worry, I'll take you back to mine. I'll give you something to drink, something to eat. Maybe a little something else. And we'll hash out exactly how you're going to win. Well done.